Good afternoon. I'm LaTanya Turner. Here's the latest from WPLN News. As the fight over data centers continues in many Tennessee communities, a pair of firms with close ties to state government have been brought into play. As WPLN's Nina Cardona reports in the Nash Villager podcast, they've been hired by a company called Sphere 3D.
Sphere 3D started out in cryptocurrency mining. The company, which is changing its name to Dark Horse Technologies, plans to build more facilities around the state and will need to work closely with the Tennessee Valley Authority. So the firm has hired Chuck Lane's communications firm. He's an East Tennessee lobbyist who represents the fossil fuel industry. The company has also started working with White Oak Strategies. That's run by a former head of the Tennessee Republican Party, Michael Sullivan. With those contracts, people with a very deep and savvy understanding of how the sausage gets made in this state are actively working to open the doors to what seems to be a substantial expansion of AI facilities based in our backyard.
Meanwhile, several cities and counties around the state have voted to enact moratoriums on data center construction. Those bar new construction while communities look into concerns about energy and water usage and noise pollution. Metro Nashville is considering zoning restrictions for the facilities. What's the worst state to live in? Well, according to a new CNBC analysis, we're living in it. Tennessee was ranked as having the worst quality of life in a report that assessed crime rates, air quality, health care, child care, and inclusiveness of state laws. Tennessee received its ranking based on controversial legislation like laws targeting the LGBTQ community, a ban on enacting anti-discrimination laws, also Tennessee's violent crime, the amount of drug deaths, and lack of worker protection. It does acknowledge Tennessee's strength as air quality. Nearby states, Alabama, Missouri, Arkansas, and Georgia also found their way onto the top 10 worst states to live in list. Meanwhile, the best state to live in, Vermont. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.